Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Leicester City versus Liverpool preview. Revenge for Ranieri? By Ollie Emerson. Liverpool face Leicester City on Monday evening in one of the few games this season where there will be little attention on Jurgen Klopp and his Reds in comparison to the other team. Claudio Ranieri is dilly-ding, dilly-gone. Leicester City are without a manager at the time of writing. Surely time for Liverpool to prey on their vulnerabilities and pick up a second successive win. The details. Match is Leicester City versus Liverpool. The venue is the King Power Stadium. The referee is Michael Oliver. And the date is the 27th of February. Monday next. The time of kickoff will be 8 p.m. BST. Form. After a dry January win-wise and a frustrating start to February against Hull City, Liverpool do appear to be back on track after beating Tottenham Hotspur 2-0 at Anfield last time out. Following that came a 16-day gap between the win over Spurs and Monday's game, a break which saw the Reds jet out to Spain for a mid-season training camp, one which reportedly went extremely successfully. Still, Liverpool's dropped points in the last couple of months have seen them slip down to 5th in the table, just a point ahead of Manchester United in 6th. The title is seemingly gone, Chelsea a huge 10 points ahead in 1st, However, it isn't all doom and gloom for the Reds. They remain just a point off Arsenal and Tottenham in the places directly above them, whilst Manchester City are only 3 ahead in 2nd. There's still much to play for. Although Klopp compared Ranieri's exit to Brexit and Trump in his pre-match press conference, there was a reason for it. Leicester's owners pulled the trigger after a 5-match losing streak in the league, one which had seen them slip down to 17th place in the table, just a point above the relegation zone. However, the timing of the whole affair has come into question. Leicester's most recent result came in the Champions League, just a day before Ranieri's sacking. Away in Seville, they went 2-2, but came back with a Jamie Vardy away goal to see the game end 2-1, a fairly promising scoreline. The next three games were all at home, Liverpool, Hull and Sevilla again. Their Italian boss won't be in charge for them. Coach Craig Shakespeare will take charge, hoping to write a fantastic script of his own. Team news. Daniel Sturridge and Dejan Lovren are Liverpool's biggest injury doubts for this one. Sturridge flew home from La Manga with a similar viral issue to the one that troubled Ragnar Klavan a couple of weeks back, meaning he might have to watch from the stands. Lovren has consulted a knee specialist over an injury that kept him out of the Spurs game and returned to training on Friday, but he too is unlikely to play any part. Leicester's team news has gone under the radar given the circus around the club right now, but there are a few worries. Islam Slimani is one as he looks to shake off a groin problem. Fellow striker Leonardo Ochoa is less of an issue given how he's fallen down the pecking order, but he's got a muscular problem to get over in order to make himself available for selection. Liverpool predicted 11. Mignolet, Klein, Lucas, Matip, Milner, Henderson, Wijnaldum, Lallana, Mane, Firmino, Coutinho. Leicester City predicted 11. Schmeichel, Simpson, Morgan, Huth and Fuchs, Drinkwater, Ndidi, Gray, Mahrez, Albrighton, Vardy. When they last met, the main stand, the glorious main stand, the glorious Reds, a glorious summer day, a glorious 4-1 win. Indeed, the last time Liverpool met Leicester was back in September and it was all pretty perfect. The new stand opened, Liverpool cruised to a 4-1 win, and all was well in the world. We can even laugh looking back at Lucas Leiva's gift to Jamie Vardy. However, we'll have less of that on Monday, please, Lucas. Prediction: Leicester City 2, Liverpool 3. Hopefully Leicester will avoid getting a new manager before Monday so that Liverpool avoid being a victim of the new manager bounce. I think that they just about will. The Foxes will pose a threat, but their defence is weak at the knees, and with a full strength Liverpool attack, goals for the visitors seem inevitable. Myself and Ollie seem to be very much in sync in terms of the way we're looking at this game that's coming up. He sees a Liverpool win, I see Liverpool win, I think for different reasons. Ollie's being more analytical, which is probably the right way to do it. My feeling about the Liverpool win is that it just has to happen if everything is balanced in the universe, because let's face it, Leicester deserve to get beaten after what's happened this week. And quite frankly, with our reformed attacking foursome and with perhaps what was arguably our best centre-half partnership potentially available for us, Ollie doesn't seem to believe that our friend Lovren will make the match, and therefore he's got Lucas in at centre-half back. I hope to see Lovren back alongside Matip, because if Lovren is playing as well as he can play, that is clearly our best centre-half back partnership. There's work to be done there in the summer, but it is our best for now. And I'd like to see that in the match against Leicester on Monday night. We should have way too much for these. We really should. And new manager bench should not be an issue. I don't care who they get. I don't care if they get a combination of the top five managers in the world coming in to share the job. We should be better than this lot. And I'm absolutely sick to the back teeth of Liverpool underperforming against teams that they should be beating on paper. This is when it has to turn. The Tottenham result was great, but that's just one of those things that we do. Now let's take a team that's on their knees and let's kick them repeatedly in the face like the bullies that we are.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.